with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the popularity of some new injectable weight loss drugs could change the taste of Thanksgiving for millions of people this year. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
One piece of ham, please, and one piece of turkey.
Anti-obesity drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and now Zepbound are designed to change how people feel about food, mimicking the hormones that should occur naturally when someone's full. 48-year-old Tara in Florida says it's great. She lost 200 pounds and has no problem eating small amounts and cutting back on bread. An obesity doctor at the University of Washington says that's the whole point of these medicines, to change how people feel about food. But for some, that's taking away the enjoyment from these food-centric holidays. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The holiday rush is on for people heading out by car, train, or plane. What will it be like weather-wise? National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullinax says Tuesday and Wednesday will be tough travel days for some looking to get away for the Thanksgiving weekend.
One of the more notable impacts for Tuesday, especially maybe for air travel, will be winds. It will be pretty gusty up and down, basically from the Virginia Tidewater on north up into the interior northeast. And by Wednesday morning, we've got snow that's really starting to take shape across much of northern New England, again, staying rain along the I-95 corridor.
President Biden has spent part of his 81st birthday observing the White House tradition of pardoning Thanksgiving turkeys. Gobblers Liberty and Bell received executive clemency Monday at a White House ceremony. The turkey pardon ceremony marks the unofficial start of the holiday season in Washington. On Wall Street, the Dow by 203 points, the Nasdaq rose 159, the S&P advanced 33. This is SRN News. A former Chicago public school student is awarded $150,000.
A U.S. district judge says teachers violated the religious freedom rights of Maria Green when she was forced to participate in Hindu-inspired meditation at Bogan High, despite her Christian faith. The meditation program was developed for the schools by the David Lynch Foundation, which promotes transcendental meditation for mental health. Green says she was told if she did not participate in the meditation, her grades would suffer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court says a Louisiana lawyer who objected to the State Bar Association's promotion of homosexuality cannot be forced to join or pay dues to the association. The order blocks the Louisiana State Bar Association from forcing attorney Randy Boudreau to join the LSBA or pay its dues, at least for now. This is one of more than two dozen similar cases playing out around the country. This is SRN News. The Israel-Hamas war rages on and humanitarian efforts continue. We hear the latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
The war between Israel and Hamas raged into its 44th day, with Israeli troops moving with care and determination as they seek the underground network that they say lies beneath the Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. Army spokesmen have shown tunnel entrances and large quantities of sophisticated munitions. On Monday, Hamas was still firing rockets and barrages of missiles set off air raid sirens across Israel's population belt surrounding the city of Tel Aviv. Street chatter suggests that a deal is imminent that will see at least 50 of the 240 hostages released, most likely women and children, in return for a number of prisoners being held by Israel. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.